The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus summoned the 12 and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. He said to them, "Take nothing for the journey, neither walking stick, nor sack, nor food, nor money, and let no one take a second tunic. Whatever house you enter, stay there and leave from there. And as for those who do not welcome you, when you leave that town, shake the dust from your feet in testimony against them." Then they set out and went from village to village, proclaiming the good news and curing diseases everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord. People often ask me why I decided to get a dog. And I guess they are surprised by my decision. And to be honest, I was rather surprised too. But I felt something fundamental had changed in my time here as pastor. For the first 26 years as a priest, I had been transferred from one parish to another parish quite frequently. I never stayed in one parish more than 5 years. People must have thought I couldn't hold down a steady job. But in 2022, I realized I had stayed at IC for 9 years, and I felt the bishop most likely was not going to move me again, and I would leave this parish feet first, carried out in a casket. Monsignor William Galvin had served as pastor of Immaculate Conception for 30 years, from 1966 to 1996. And maybe I will be here for 30 years too, which would be until 2043. And so in order to see this parish more as a home and not as a hotel, I decided to get a dog and settle down and raise a family. In other words, the basic posture of a diocesan priest is that of an itinerant preacher who is constantly moving from place to place. And our itinerary is set by the bishop, who sends us to each parish as a mission. Now, perhaps, my life has changed from being an itinerant to being an institution. And Apollo symbolized my settling down. But Apollo's unexpected and sudden passing has reminded me that our whole life is a mission. How so? Well, whether we are here for 30 years like Galvin, or only 3 years like Apollo, our true mission mandate is bestowed on us by God. When He creates us, God sends us on a mission, not just to a particular parish, but to this particular planet, to share His goodness, His grace, and His glory with others. That is, being a missionary disciple, as Pope Francis often called it, is not only a priestly posture, but it is the fundamental Christian posture. Indeed, a missionary is the overarching posture of all creation. God never intended anyone or anything to be an institution, but always itinerants. This world was never meant to be our home, but only a hotel. Can you catch the irony? I got Apollo because I thought I was finally settling down. But God sent Apollo to me to remind me we are not here to settle down. In the gospel this morning, we hear the first of two missionary journeys in Luke. First, in chapter 9, Jesus sends out his 12 apostles to preach, to teach, to heal the sick, and to expel demons. And then in chapter 10, Jesus sends out 72 disciples on a similar missionary journey to preach, teach, heal the sick, expel demons. And you know that Pope St. John Paul II, who added the luminous mysteries of the rosary, titled the third mystery, the proclamation of the kingdom of God. In other words, just as Jesus is sent from the Father to live on earth as a hotel, not a home, so his church, from top to bottom, from apostles to disciples, from prelate to pet, must maintain a missionary posture. Sometimes people talk about building their forever home. Like I wanted to look at IC as my forever parish. But that would be a big blunder. Today's gospel and the third luminous mystery remind the church of the same lesson Apollo taught me. We are not long for this world. God did not send any of us here to settle down, but to preach and to teach, to heal the sick and to drive out demons. I remember when I adopted Apollo from the shelter, the lady asked me with a very serious look on her face, "Are you ready to accept the responsibility of this dog for the next 13 to 15 years?" And I answered, "Sure, how hard can that be?" Famous last words, how hard can this be? But whether we have our dogs for 13 years or only for 3 years, we eventually have to say goodbye as they return home to heaven. Their mission has been accomplished, which was to remind us we are on a mission too. That is, we're living in a hotel, not a home. Praised be Jesus Christ.